Amid escalating bombardments and an Israeli-imposed blockade, Gaza's healthcare infrastructure is under severe strain. A third of the enclave's 35 hospitals have ceased operations due to attacks or fuel shortages. In response, French President Emmanuel Macron has dispatched the Tanner, a prominent military vessel, with a primary mission to aid Gaza's hospitals. Gaza's main healthcare facility, Al-Shifa Hospital, is functioning beyond its capacity. Reports suggest that many patients are being laid on the floor, with overwhelmed healthcare professionals attending to them. If fuel supplies aren't replenished soon, most of Gaza's hospitals might run out of electricity. This dire scenario would be catastrophic for patients requiring intensive care, dialysis, or those in incubators. Already weakened by a blockade spanning over 16 years, Gaza's health system is on the verge of collapse. With more than 90% of medicinal stocks depleted, some doctors are performing procedures without anesthesia, while surgeons sometimes resort to using their mobile phones for light. Despite the severity of the situation, only around 60 humanitarian aid trucks have managed to reach the region in recent days. While France has sent a military vessel to support Gaza's hospitals, the World Health Organization is calling for an immediate ceasefire. Proposed truce resolutions by the US and Russia have failed to pass. International NGOs, including Oxfam, are raising alarms about using famine as a weapon of war. Various essential establishments, such as supermarkets and bakeries, have been targeted by the airstrikes. Israel has halted fuel deliveries, citing concerns that Hamas might divert them for other purposes. However, experts believe that monitoring mechanisms could ensure fuel is directly supplied to hospitals. With an imminent complete fuel shortage, Gaza is on the brink of a humanitarian disaster. Hospitals, bakeries, water supply systems, and UNRWA's ability to aid the 600,000 displaced are all at risk. Medical personnel are also bearing the brunt. According to the World Health Organization, 16 of them have been killed since hostilities began. The tension is palpable, as conveyed by Dr. Murad Abed from Al-Aqsa Hospital. "Each day, I live in fear of seeing a loved one among the casualties." Health crisis in Gaza, France intervenes. In this tense geopolitical backdrop, France is asserting its presence in the eastern Mediterranean by deploying the helicopter carrier Tanner. Under Macron's directives, this maritime giant, which has already left Toulon, primarily aims to support Gaza's hospitals. Often described as a Swiss army knife by top officials, the Tanner is a versatile jewel of the French Navy. Apart from its ability to transport 16 helicopters, armored vehicles, landing barges, and up to 900 soldiers, the vessel also boasts a medical facility capable of accommodating up to 69 beds with two operating theaters, a CT scanner, and a radiology room. However, the operation isn't without challenges. Concerns linger about the feasibility of transferring patients to the Tanner, despite its medical evacuation capabilities. Additionally, the ship might need to dock to replenish its equipment, and certain logistical issues remain unresolved. Interaction with Israel is pivotal. Historically, France has always informed Israel about its naval movements in the region, as evidenced by the evacuation of French citizens from Lebanon in 2006. The current maritime blockade in Gaza implies that any approach requires Israeli approval. The option to transport equipment overland via Egypt is currently under consideration, requiring an agreement with Egyptian authorities. Furthermore, France's Mediterranean presence is bolstered by two frigates, the Surcouf and the Alsace, ensuring the Tanner's safety in this volatile zone. With Israel possessing potential offshore targets and the U.S. deploying two aircraft carriers nearby, the eastern Mediterranean has become a strategic hotspot. Nonetheless, France emphasizes close coordination with the U.S. to ensure smooth intervention. Many people are set to perish. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, warned that the death toll in Gaza could rise dramatically due to the total siege imposed by Israel. During a press conference held in Jerusalem this Friday, he made an urgent appeal for significant and ongoing humanitarian assistance. Lazzarini painted a bleak picture, depleting reserves of medicines, food, and water, with sewage systems beginning to flood the streets of Gaza. Since October 21, the aid convoys reaching the Palestinian territory have been grossly inadequate given the scale of the needs. He stressed the urgent need for a humanitarian ceasefire to ensure that aid can reach those in desperate need. Since the onset of the bombardment campaign launched by Israel on October 7, following an attack by Hamas, over 7,000 Palestinians have been killed, including nearly 2,900 children, as per the Health Ministry of Hamas. When questioned about the accuracy of these figures, Lazzarini asserted that the tallies provided by Hamas in previous Gaza conflicts have generally been deemed credible. The UN agency also mourned the loss of 57 of its staff members, whom Lazzarini described as mothers, fathers, individuals dedicated to their community. The recent surge in violence was triggered by Hamas attacks on Israeli soil, resulting in the deaths of over 1,400 individuals, predominantly civilians.